并没有说，所以我们只知道是五个，但是可能是六个。
And the Bible didn't tell us, but perhaps there may be six disciples.
所以如果你要跟从主的话，
And if we want to follow,
你要知道这条路是怎么走的。
You need to know the way.
我觉得这一点非常重要。
I feel that this is very.
你看见没？主一开始在约旦河外的波大尼就给他们上了第一课。
And so, the first lesson they have learned at Bethany beyond Jordan.
所以第一章所给我们看的启示是个多方面的启示。
And we know that this revelation is in fact is from various angles.
这就是我们所跟随的主。
This is the Lord.
如果你做主的门徒的话
，If you become the disciple of Jesus,
这就是里面所包含的种种。
And this is what has been encompassed.
刚开始没有提十字架。
There was no revelation.
刚开始没有讲到代价。
In the beginning, there was no cost.
一切都是恩典。
All by grace.
一切都是供应。
It is all being supplied.
所以现在不只是主耶稣神的羔羊，不只是他是圣灵充满我们哪一位。
Not only that he's the Lamb of God, he was the one that who has filled up the Holy Spirit.
那同时，同时主对拿但也说。
And at the same time, this is what Jesus.
我实实在在告诉你们，你们就要看见天开了，神的使者上去下来。在人子身上
You shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the sun.
这里有两件事
Two things.
第一，你们要看见天开了
First, you are going to witness the opening of the heaven.
如果看见天开了，你看见什么
？If the heaven was open, what would you see?
你看见了人子
You have seen the Son of Man.
然后你也看见了神的使者
And you have seen the messengers of God.
神的使者在人子身上上去下来。
We can see the message of the angels of God ascending and descending.
如果你看见天开，能看见人子，表示你看见了三层天。
That if you can witness the opening of the heaven, and if you can witness the Son of God, then you understand heaven.
人堕落以后，天是铜，地是铁，天从来没有开过。
After man has fallen, the heavens is as iron and the ground is bronze.
只有主耶稣当他从水里上来的时候，你看见天真的开了。
Only when Jesus came emerged from the water, the heaven was opened.
但是不止主耶稣，天为他开了。
Not only the heaven was opened for him.
所有跟随主的人，天也要开。
Those who follow Jesus, similarly, the heaven will be opened.
所以什么叫做主的门徒呢
what is the definition?
主的门徒是活在一个敞开的天底下。
Because the disciples of Jesus.Is under the opening.
你每天跟随主，你看见天都是开的。
When you before the Lord daily, you can see the open heaven.
我们在地好像在天一样。
We are on earth, but as if we are in heaven.
主耶稣神的羔羊解决了我们的罪。
That we know the Lamb of God have taken away all.
我们与神之间再也没有间隔。
There is nothing that will come between ourselves and God and our Lord.
从前一个山大一个日鬼。山大呀。
山大。山大。
山大。日鬼，日鬼，日鬼，
三大 right 呀。
我们知道日鬼呀、是专门记录这个专门记录时间的，对不对
？And that is the instruments that they use to record time.
在伦敦有一个三大，有一个日鬼，上面写的几句话。
And there's one center in London, and there's some inscription.
他说：“我只记录没有乌云的日子。
”I will only take only the record days without the cloud.
什么时候有乌云？我就不能没有记录。
And so if there are clouds happen to be that day, I will have no record.
每一个门徒都应该是三代啊，都是日鬼。
And so that we know every disciple has to be the same.
因着主耶稣为我们钉十字架，所以现在我们与神之间没有一片的乌云。
And because that he, our Lord Jesus, has been crucified for us, that between us there will be no cloud.
我们一直是在敞开的天底下。
We are always under the open heaven.
如果你看见了敞开的天
，and if you have seen the heavens open，
你要说天跟地怎么是那么近呢
？How do you feel that the heaven and earth？
我人在地上，怎么我看到天呢
？If I'm on earth, how could we see the heavens open？
感谢主
，Thank the Lord。
原因在哪里呢
？This is the reason.
因为如果你读雅各的故事的话
，you to read the book of James。
雅各所看见那个。雅各做了个梦，他看见一个天梯。
No, Jacob. Jacob has a dream, and he saw these steps.
那么结果他看见神的使者在天梯上面上去下来。
And he has seen in his dream seen the angels of God that have ascending and descending from the steps.
那这里没有讲的天梯。
Here it talk here in this verse.
这里讲人子。
Talk about the Son of God.
在雅各的梦里面是天梯，现在主耶稣讲到自己，他说是人子。
In Jacob, it talk about angels moving, but here
那个讲 ladder, 那个讲
ladder, but here is only the Son of Man.
所以这里很清楚给我们看见人子就是那个天梯。
And the Son of Man.
人子那个天梯把天跟地连接在一起。
The steps that join the heaven and earth is now our Lord Jesus.
这五个门徒或者六个一开始就知道主耶稣的工作是什么工作。
And they knew the work of the ministry of our Lord Jesus.
所以不只叫人与神分开。
And that is not to separate man from God.
所以他是神的羔羊，主耶稣叫我们在十字架上能与神和好。
And so upon the cross of the God, he is reconciling us from us to the Father.
还有一个原因。
That's another reason.
所以叫天跟地分开。
We were separated because heaven and earth were separated because of sin.
最早的时候，如果你在伊甸园，在地好像在天一样。
Yeah, you know, in Eden, we are on earth, but we are as if that we are in heaven.
天跟地能够分别，但是不能够分开。
Yeah, there is a demarcation between earth and heaven. They cannot be separated.
在天上你看见主耶，看见属天的种种；在地上你也看见一切。
In heaven you can see whatever the transcribed, but on earth you can see what has been transcribed.
这个地实在说来乃是天的一个反应，你在地就好像在天一样。
And so at that time, you know, earth is just a reflection of heaven.
这是没有罪，罪没有进来。
That is when there was no sin.
但是罪一进来了，天跟地就不知道离开多远。
And so the moment sin entered into the world, you know that how far earth and heaven are.
现在人在看晨曦晚霞，他没有感觉的。
That when we
晨曦和晚霞。
When we talk about the rising sun and the sunset.
他看见一个无花果树，看一个花园，他就是个花园，他不会有感觉。
That there's not much feeling when you look at the garden of fig tree.
但是如果在伊甸园，你真的看到一个无花果树，你就想到真无花果树。
That in the garden of Eden, you will see fig tree. You will see the real. You can imagine the real fig tree.
地上的种种就给你看见天上的种种。
Whatever on earth, you will be able to see what is in heaven.
但是自从人堕落犯罪以后
，But when man has sinned and fallen,
所以叫天跟地分开了。
And heaven and earth was separated.
所以地离开神，不知道有多天有多远。
That we know the earth has separated from God.
所以难怪天是铜的，地是铁。
No wonder heaven is iron and the ground is bronze and.
但是感谢主，在主耶稣钉十字架那个时候
，When our Lord was crucified,
他一手拉着天，一手拉着地。
On one hand, he has hold the heaven; on the other hand,
因为他是天梯
，because he is the heavenly step.
所以在基督里面，天跟地再一次拉近。
And so in Christ, heaven and earth are joined together.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？今天天近到一个地步，好像你能摸着天一样。
Today heaven is so near, see that you can touch it.
这就是几个门徒，他们如果跟随主的话，他们要过一个什么样的生活
？And so these disciples, they want to follow Jesus. This will be their life.
很明显，这是新的创造，不是吗
？And don't you think that very obvious? This is the new.
只要在基督里面的一切都是新。
You know, as long as we are in Christ.Everything is new.
所以这里是七天，就好像创世纪是七天。
And so here we have seen 7 days. This is as if like in Genesis.
然后第三天就是第七天了。
And then so
第三天就是七天。
And the third day is the 7th day.
那么这个就是后面迦拿婚宴的故事。
And so it follows by the wedding in Cana.
所以从这里大概从这里你看得出来应该。这个第五天、第六天应该是安息日，所以圣经这里没有记载。
And so the sixth day should be the seventh, and so it was not recorded.
所以迦拿婚宴那天应该是主日。
And we know that the day the wedding in Cana is actually
Sunday, 应该是 Sunday.
Sunday.
所以这个就是约翰福音最早给我们看见的七天。
And so this is the picture that John, disciple John, has painted for us.
那不光这样
，More than that.
到了最后一天。
When you come to the last day,
当把水变成酒的时候
，and water when water was turned to wine,
那弟兄姊妹都知道
，all of us know,
水怎么能变成酒
？How could water turn into wine?
那个解释在哪里
？How do we explain?
你如果仔细读约翰福音啊，他的解释都是在同样一卷书里面。
And we know the explanation lies in the same chapter.
不知道在什么地方，我们的主，我约翰就埋了个伏笔在那里。
And then we know that
伏笔，他 bury something， 他有一个
you can see that
有个 hint 在那。
John has hidden something。
所以呢，这个你要到后面去找的。
We need to trace back。
所以我们知道说，如怎么是能这个主耶稣怎么是能够把水变成酒呢
？How could Jesus turn water into wine？
那最重要的一把钥匙就是主耶稣自己说：“我是真葡萄树。”
And the key to this is what the Lord has said: "I'm the true wine."
因为他是真葡萄树
，because he's true wine，
所以现在水经过他，结果他就能把它变成酒。
And so when water passes through him, it becomes wine.
这什么意思？当主耶稣说我是真葡萄树，不是说别的葡萄树都是假的，不是。
It doesn't mean that the vine trees are not real, but he says I am the true vine.
他说我真葡萄树，意思就是所有地上的葡萄树都是根据那个原来最早的标本来创造。
And all the vine on earth are actually the species that have taken from the original true vine.
不能是 taken。
It was from the original, not
taken. It's a
copy of the true vine.
所以意思就是说，意思就是说，这个所有地上那个无花果，这个葡萄树的故事，就说出那个真葡萄树的故事。
All the vine on earth will be able to point out to the true vine in heaven.
那么一棵葡萄树。
We know the for the true.
它的故事什么故事呢
？For every branch of the.
你知道从葡萄树开始一直到它成熟，大概经过四个月。
And we know it takes 4 months for the vine to ripe.
那么从四个月，在这个四个月里面，你看见无花果树就吸取空中的养分，然后地上的养分，地里面的养分。
That the vine.
You
know the vine will obtain the nutrients from the air and from the ground.
然后经过了这个四个月以后，你看一颗一颗葡萄都长大了。
And that you know that after 4 months, you can see bunches of these grapes.
但是神对于葡萄的目的不是它的果子。
And that the purpose of God is not on its fruit.
神对于葡萄树的旨意乃是它的酒。
That we know the purpose of God for this vine is for.
但是一颗一颗的葡萄，一颗一颗葡萄就证明说葡萄成熟了。
That we know that we have branches of vine means that its time is ready for harvest.
所以等它生命丰富的时候，它要把生命供应出去。
And so when it's come to maturity, it's going to pass forth the life.
所以结果你看见葡萄一串一串葡萄就被丢在酒榨里。
And in order to pour the life, we know that all these branches of these grapes will be thrown into the wine press.
然后许多脚在上面践踏。
And it will be trodden upon.
一颗一颗的葡萄慢慢就变了样子，慢慢就失去了它原来的美丽。
And so every grape has changed from its original shape.
当每一个葡萄失去它自己的时候。
And when each grape loses its original self.
结果葡萄酒就从一个压酒池就流到另外一个池子。
From this for each individual farm, it will be from one wine press to another.
那这是葡萄的故事。
This is the story of the vine.
四个月，吸取空中的水分，地里面的水分。
Now we know for 4 months, you will receive the nutrients from the air and from the ground.
这些水最后就变成了酒。
And we know all this water finally turned into wine.
所以葡萄树的故事就是把水变成酒的。
And the story of the grapes is to turn water into wine.
主耶稣就是真葡萄。
Our Lord Jesus is the true wine.
所以难怪水一经过他，当然就变成了酒。
And no wonder the water passed through him will turn into wine.
不过葡萄树是需要四个月才把水变成酒。
But we know for the grapes, in order to have wine, the grapes must go through a growing process of 4 months.
所以主耶稣，但是主耶稣呢，只在 less than one nanosecond, 就是在几万分之一秒之内。就把它变成酒。
And so the Lord Jesus in a nanosecond will turn water into wine.
证明他是神的儿子。
It shows that he is the son of God.
在自然界里面有一个自然的现象，经过四个月把水变成酒。
And you know in the natural phenomena, you have to turn a particular type of fruit into wine.
但是现在我们的主他是神的儿子。
But now our Lord, he is the son of God.
几万分之秒把水就变成酒。
And though in this nanosecond, he has turned water into wine.
那不止如此。
More than that.
主耶稣还对他的母亲说
This is what Jesus said to the mother.
他说妇人，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有。
He says, woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has